Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is an effort to overturn the Reformation, a decision made about 500 years ago that states the biblical approach to the doctrine of biblical salvation. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me to explain this very important story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, there seems to be a lot of effort on the part of the Catholic Church, and especially the present Pope, Pope Francis, to completely undo the Reformation, to make it seem as if it should never have happened.
Well, that's certainly true, and we've talked about that a lot on this program, that he's made efforts in reaching out to not just evangelicals and other Christian denominations, but also other religions around the world, including Muslims and Jews and those in other faiths, even Hinduism and things like that. But the other part of this is that it's not just a matter of hope, but steps that have been taken by both Catholics and evangelicals over the last 25 years or so. For example, going back to 1994, there was a document that was put together called the Evangelical and Catholics Together document, the ECT document. And in that document, you have it endorsed and put together by some very prominent Christian leaders. For example, Charles Colson of Prison Fellowship, Richard Land, who is well known in the Southern Baptist Convention, Bill Bright who of Campus Crusade for Christ, and Mark Knoll, who is an evangelical historian. They were involved with the formation of this document. And it was basically saying that for all practical purposes, the Reformation is over. And they made statements like this. Let me just read a couple of quotes. All who accept Christ as Lord and Savior are brothers and sisters in Christ, period. Evangelicals and Catholics are brothers and sisters in Christ, period. So, in other words, what they're saying is, with broad brushstrokes, is that evangelicals and Catholics can consider one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, if you go back to the Reformation was about the issue of justification. How is someone saved? And the Reformation doctrine says, going back to the Bible, that we are saved by grace through faith alone, apart from works. And they're essentially saying that the two groups, Catholics and evangelicals, are coming together in their understanding.
David James on the effort by the Pope and others to overturn the Reformation. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Reformation was the statement to the world of how someone would receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In other words, they would get saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says that by grace through faith, and by the way, that's faith alone, not works. That's how you come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. Those wanting to overturn the Reformation want to put in place a false religion as foretold by the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17. That prophecy calls for a one-world false church led by the Antichrist. This is Satan's plan to keep the world from coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...